Hello? Hello? Hello,
Hello, can you hear me?
hi. Yes, I can hear you. Hi, my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. I see that you have an inquiry about the
Hi.
Maryland sex abuse lawsuit.
Yes, my name is Eric, and I have the person for the Maryland sexual abuse claim, and he's on the
Okay.
line with me right now.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, how are you
Hi,
doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing? Is it Eric?
No, this is Jaquan.
Shaquan. Okay. Hi, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. I see you we wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the Maryland sex abuse lawsuit. Okay. If we are disconnected, is this your cell phone? 214-749-8860.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, just trying to make today better than yesterday. That's kind of my motto.
That's a good motto to have. Good motto. Yeah, if we get disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 number. That's the direct line to my desk. But let's go ahead and see what we can do for you today, sir. Okay. So hold on one moment. Let me pull this up for you. Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Dallas, Texas currently.
Okay.
Texas.
Okay, 214-749-8860. So I just sent you my let me just my direct phone number so you have it. So you'll know that again, my name is Courtney and I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. Okay, so you want to see if you meet the requirements, correct?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. It's just pretty much like yes or no's. And then we'll go through like the process of what happened and things like that. Okay, so we just want to see if you qualify first. So you don't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay. And then okay, so you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm or electronically with your finger, or sent
No,
anything back in the mail? Okay.
ma'am.
Okay, thank you. A lot of the questions are repetitive, so I do apologize ahead of time. I might ask you a
Oh,
couple questions. I
it's
might ask you a
okay.
couple questions twice just so that you don't get annoyed. It's just the way that the attorneys ask for them. Sir, would you mind spelling your name for me, your first and last name?
Yes, JAQUON, first name, last name, DABNEY.
DABNEY.
D as in dog, A as in apple, B as in boy, N as in Nancy, E as in Yeko, I mean Echo, Y as in yolk.
Okay. And your first name was JAQUON?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Jacqu I don't want to say it wrong. Jacqu Jacqu
Jaquan,
Jacqu Okay.
like one, yeah.
But Jacqu Okay, I like that. Very pretty. Okay. And then you are filing on behalf of yourself, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And then did you know anyone else that was affected or seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay, a couple of these questions are kind of personal. I just have to get through them to see if you qualify. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with the institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know the dates of your abuse or what facility that the abuse occurred at?
I don't know the exact date, but I know I was it was 98, and
In
it was
90.
at 98,
Okay.
1998, and it was the Mabel Run Youth Center.
In Flintstone, Maryland.
Yes, in Maryland.
Okay.
The I remember because Gervonta Davis is my favorite boxer, and
Oh,
when they
really?
brought up. Yeah, when they brought up the name, I was like, I remember I was there.
Yeah. How old were you? How old were you when you were there?
13 or turning 13. I just, let me see, wait. Seven, eight, great. Yeah, I was either 12 or 13 or turning 13, or I was already 13.
Okay.
It was in 98, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go back and we'll look at that. Okay, yeah. So that is, okay. Do you think it was like 90, like between the years of like 98 and 99, or year 97, 98?
It was 98 for sure. I just don't know how old I was. I don't know if I was turning.
What's your birthday?
7/22/85.
February 22/85.
July 22/85.
July 22. You're about to be 40, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally right behind you. I'm August, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not too far behind you. Okay, so 1998. Yeah, you're 13. So do you remember, okay, so were you there for the summertime, or was it like all year round, or?
I went because I still had to communicate with my parents, but one of my parents is on drugs. I really wasn't aware until I grew older to know why, other than me getting in trouble. I just remember going through a sequence of events, but.
Yeah. You're really young at that time still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. It sounds like you've been mm-hmm. through a lot.
Oh, yeah. I even remember why I went there. My friend told me that they used to sell my dad drugs, and I started fighting in it.
So
I kind of didn't stop.
The Maple Run Youth Center, is it like a facility where you go for like juvenile,
yeah,
or
it's a juvenile detention center.
Okay.
Like as I grew, I learned what it was.
Okay. So you're 39 at the time, right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So at the time of the abuse, it was 13. Okay. So I do have to ask, this is, I mean, in all detail, you know, whatever you can describe of what happened. I know a lot of it's personal and you don't really want to discuss it, but we do have to get some type of description of what type of abuse occurred. So when you were at the facility, you know, at the age of 13, what type of abuse did occur, and from who? If you know your abuser's name?
He was the counselor. He was tall and dark, kind of slim. I would know his, I don't remember his name, but I know if I would hear it, I would remember it.
Yeah, if you heard like a familiar name, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, that was
him."
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so he was tall. Okay, so what nationality was he?
He was black.
Okay. African American. Mm-hmm. Tall African American man.
I know. Let me think. I don't know what, I remember Logan. I remember a lady name, but it was definitely his name. He has to be Logan.
Logan. Okay. I can just put that. I mean, they want to know some type of like provide a description, even like a name or what he looked like. I mean, if you have the full name, that's great. But I know, this is, you probably shut this out. This was, you know,
so many years ago.
Oh yeah. I'm sure you did. So if it's hard to remember, if it comes back to you, you know, later down in the case, you can tell the attorneys, but yeah, just some type of description. Kind of as we go through this, more information might arise too. So I'll just put Logan, ? We don't know. Tall African American man. What was his, he was a counselor, you said?
Yes, he has to be a counselor. Yeah, he was a counselor.
Was he like the head counselor?
I don't know, but I know once he had to come talk to us, he was the person who had to come see if we were improving and stuff like that. Once I started growing, I knew what he was, what his role was, based on certain jobs I've had, certain things and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of as you get older in life, you realize, like, okay, what he was doing was not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know. That's horrible. Not cool. Not cool. Okay, let's see.
I know what, even just when I look away, I walk away, I try to think away from that, but I know what I would do to him if I met him today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
African American man.
I know what I would do to him.
A tall African American man. Okay. So I just put Logan, a tall African American man who was a counselor at facility. Just so they kind of have an idea. Now. Let's see. Okay, so in description, like, to the best of your knowledge, what you can describe. What type of abuse occurred? And this is, could be your abuse, like what type of sexual abuse, what type of, like, in any means, what you can describe, what type of abuse you occurred, in detail.
During the counseling, it was touchy feely with verbal comments. But the extreme, the furthest I remember him going, where I found like I really, really knew something wasn't right, he sized my hands up to his hands, and then in a slick way he tried to like suck my fingers. I knew something wasn't right.
Yeah.
As sure. A kid, I knew. And he would try to brush off with a gesture with switching the subject or trying to just, he would have a slight panic if he felt like you were about
to get away with it or something.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the abuser's role at the facility was an employee. Okay. So, so sexual abuse occurred. Was he like, was this during a private meeting? Like, what were you guys doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
was,
you like a one-on-one, one-on-one counseling.
Uh-huh. And once he did it, he would try to be around because he was afraid you would tell. I could tell, but I still wasn't paying attention. So you kind of just thought,
like, this is what happens here or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, his nature, I didn't know if I would be in more trouble or if he would be able to punish me and nobody else would know. So I was
so one-on-one. Yeah, one-on-one.
The private meeting kept me secluded, and I had to keep it to myself.
Okay, one-on-one counseling sexual abuse occurred in a private – was this in a private office? Yes, private office.
It's really.
I know it's a lot to bring up too. I just have to get in. I know you don't want to talk about it. I want to get through this part as much as we can. They just want to make sure that they know what type of sexual abuse happened. So it was like, a counselor would like grope you, touch you. Was there any type of like intercourse? Any type of like, you know, things that you had to do sexually, like things for him or he had did to you?
The most part was when he was like licking gestures on my fingers.
Counseling.
But other than that, it would be him touching himself, doing little stuff like touching my ear or seeing, you know, make a haircut gesture, but just enough to where he could touch. Or he could
After
touch.
Would touch would, himself. Okay.
Uh-huh.
In the presence,
he would,
like
he
the,
would make,
like in the presence of you being in the room, he would touch himself. That's what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Oh, child. I'm sorry, dude. That's horrible. One lick finger. Sorry, I just have to put this into just a better sentence for this to. Where are you calling from? You said Texas?
Yes.
How's the weather out there today?
It's a little windy, a little slick rain coming. It's been doing that for 3 days. It looks hot, but it's still kind of rainy, probably like 75, 80 degrees right now.
Oh, that's nice, at least. So we don't know his last name. We just put Logan. That's fine. And then he was a counselor at the facility. How many times do you think, just, you know, to the best of your knowledge, again, were you abused during the time frame of your visit at the facility? Give or take.
I want to say about four. Just when I think about it, just tallying up, about four.
Okay, and then the sexual abuse happened in a private office, right, or a private setting.
Uh huh.
That's where it happened, in the facility. I mean, like, he had a private office is where that abuse occurred.
Uh huh.
Did you ever disclose any of the abuse to anyone? I mean, at the time when you're at the facility?
Nah, I didn't say nothing. I was, you know, just had weird feelings every time I had to be around him.
Oh, yeah, kids. And you didn't know any different. You're 13 years old. No, mm-hmm. Yeah. You had every, mm-hmm. What you're feeling was completely normal. I mean, it's horrible mm-hmm. that happened to you. But how has the abuse affected your life, like, later in life? Like, how are you doing with everything today?
I struggle with, first and foremost, private meetings. If I'm dealing, I really, it's kind of hard
private
for me to
setting.
Keep a job. Yeah, I wanna, I'm actually pursuing barbering and wanna be around. I gotta be around people. I don't wanna be secluded with the wrong person. But at the same time, I wanna do stuff to those people. Like, I really wanna hurt those type of people. Every
yeah.
time I hear about something, see something, like, I hate for people to do that and they're
yeah.
privately doing it. So, and I also, like, you know, kids, my kids don't even know about this, but I make sure I listen to them and hear them out. I want to keep them from making all the mistakes they can, but just even study them with the men that their parents are dealing with, their moms are dealing with. Stuff like that. It just affected me in so many ways.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's hard for me to keep jobs because of certain stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you for sharing that. I mean, that's, you're 100% right. I agree with you
100%. Social media is the heaviest stuff. Social media and little stuff like certain movies. But that's even where I found y'all. I didn't even know nothing was going on about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you struggle in that kind of setting. And it seems like, though, that you're aware of it, which is the best thing, that you know, like, what situations are going to make you feel a certain way and how mm-hmm. to deal with those in a daily life. So that's, you should be proud of yourself to be that far. A lot of people, you know, it's really hard for them to just even know why that's happening, you know, or why they have mm-hmm. those feelings. So how many kids do you have?
I have four.
You have four? Wow. Boys or girls?
Four kids, man. Two and two.
Oh, wow.
Two and two.
I have one, and that's like one and done. Okay.
But see, I don't have the same. That's the bad part. Not the same by the same woman.
Oh, you got two moms.
Three.
Oh, you're busy.
I was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Well, and you know what too? Like, you look back, like, you probably have reflected on this too. Is like the relationships you had with their moms is probably from the abuse that you had when you were a child. You know, and people don't realize that, you know, it does affect all of your relationships, but you seem to have got a good head on your shoulders.
I got a big phobia of private gay men. Like, that's my, don't be privately
yes.
doing something, man. That shit
yeah.
make me want to hug
just, you. Hey, it's like, just, I always say that too. Like, just be gay. It's okay. We're fine with you being gay. Just don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree
yeah.
100%. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Was the law enforcement ever involved in your cases or no?
No, they wouldn't. I didn't go for nobody. I wasn't
okay.
even
yeah.
thinking like that.
And
how
do
I
you
grew
have
up,
any...
I am the law.
Do you have any corroborations with that facility, like, at this time? Like, do you...
No?
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. And then, can you go ahead? I'm going to do some of your personal information. I have your first name is J-A-Q-U-O-N. Last name...
Mm-hmm.
D-A-B-N-E-Y. And then
uh-huh.
I have your birthday is July 22nd, 1985.
Uh-huh.
What is, do you have a suffix in your name, like junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
You need
you
my
ahead,
middle name?
Your middle initial is fine.
M.
M as
in? M as in Mary.
Okay.
Mary.
Okay. What, your marital status, you're single, you said?
Yeah, single.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
642-101543.
1543. Okay. And then, yeah, 642-101543.
Yes.
This is your primary cell phone number, correct? The 214 749-8860. Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon for the attorneys to call you?
I want to say morning right now. It's okay.
Okay.
Morning
okay.
is anytime. If they miss me in the morning, anytime should be okay.
What is your
but,
current? It's okay. I'll put morning for now. What? Go ahead.
I am on child support. Is that a factor with this situation?
It shouldn't be. Like, you pay child support?
Yes.
No, it shouldn't be. I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal advice, but they'll go over mm-hmm. all that with you. But I'm pretty sure that you should be fine. What is your email address?
Monte, M-O-N-T-E, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Wait, M-O-N-T-E.
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Yes.
1400@yahoo.
Okay, so Monty Martin 1400@yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a convicted felon?
Actually, it doesn't matter.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What is your, never mind. I don't even want to ask you that. Yeah, this one doesn't even matter. What is your current mailing address?
302.
Mm-hmm.
Lee, L-E-E, Street,
mm-hmm.
Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, Texas.
Okay, Terrell.
75160.
Okay. Is there an apartment number or is that a house?
That's a house.
Okay. So 302 Lee Street, Terrell, Texas,
mm-hmm.
75160. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that have occurred? Like, have you had gone to therapy or anything like that for this later in life?
A little, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
I just didn't go with the.
Did you go
with the matter of coming forward of why. I just spoke on what, you
just
know.
Just in broad, yeah. You just went to therapy just for broad. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you know who, do you see a therapist? Is that who you see? Or like a psychiatrist?
I did. It's been a while. I don't even think she's there anymore.
When did you go see that therapist? Do you know what year, like around what month, date, year, or what the facility was called?
It's been off and on. The lady name was Jennifer, and I actually spoke about it because I've been in the military.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't even realize much of that matter.
Was it when you were in the military that you saw her?
No, it was after I started going.
Oh, okay.
I talked about it a little bit.
Oh, because were you suffering from PTSD or something?
Yes.
Okay. Did you serve overseas or something like that?
I was stationed in California, but I served overseas too, yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your service. Where were you stationed at?
Well, Coronado, California.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah. I'm actually calling you from... in Orange County, California, so I'm not that far from.
Oh, okay. You know what my favorite show is?
What?
It used to be just watching it, The Hills of Orange County.
Oh, gosh.
Spencer and Heidi now.
Okay, so Jennifer, was she just a therapist that you saw?
Yes, she was just a therapist.
Like individual therapist?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Do you know where or what the facility was called that you saw her at, or where you saw her at?
It's the Mesquite Vet Center.
Wait, say it one more time.
Mesquite Vet Center.
Mesquite, Mesquite Vet Center. Is that for veterans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you went to the one, what is it, in Tucson or in Mesquite? No.
Mesquite.
Texas, Dallas County Vet Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service. What type of, were you just, part of the Army?
Navy. I was on the Nimitz.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a very interesting life.
Man, I've been all over.
That's good though. Okay. 502 West Kearney. Okay, we're almost done here. So they do request some emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this is just so that they can continue the case for you and your loved one, especially your children, you know. Typically, they'll only reach out to them if you become unresponsive for a long extended mm-hmm. period of time. Did you mm-hmm. have someone you want to put, like one of the you could put like one of the kids' moms, 751. Or you can put like your mom.
I'll probably put my mom, but I haven't even talked to her about it. I mean, what would they? I won't be unresponsive, but I can give the information.
Okay, I can just, you know what? I'll just leave it blank for right now. I'll just put your information because you can talk to them about that. When did you receive treatment? Do you know for like, when was the last time you saw that doctor at the vet center?
So going there, I wasn't going for this, but I was talking.
That's fine.
It was even latest last year. I just don't know. I have my dates and stuff, right? Like, I don't
know. 2024. It's okay. Just to the best of your knowledge, like a month and a date. Like, was just like broad, like October.
I filed my claim in March of 2022.
Okay.
2022 or 2023. So I was seeing different counselors. I was going from Arlington to Mesquite.
Okay.
I had been traveling, yeah.
So to the best of your knowledge, what date would you want me to put? I just have to put a date.
March 2022.
March 1st, 2022.
March 10th. I wouldn't say the first.
Do I put March 10th?
That's cool. I don't actually.
It
know
doesn't
the
have.
Date.
No, it's fine.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just, they just need it like to the best of your knowledge. It's fine.
Okay.
And then I just put Jennifer because we don't know her name. Was she a doctor or was she just a therapist? She was a therapist.
She's just a therapist.
Okay.
She's just a therapist.
And then was there any additional notes that you'd like me to put in the file, like for the attorneys to know, or would you like me to just go ahead
and leave that? I don't have nothing rolled or rehearsal or nothing. So I just,
yeah.
Whatever you ask, I'll answer.
Yeah. No, for sure. And that's kind of like, you know, I can tell what you went through. I mean, I'm so sorry to hear it. Like, you really went through this because, yeah, you're doing exactly how I would answer it. You know, if it happened to me, you're not trying to bring it back up, but you're just like, just, okay,
yeah.
I can't remember for a second because you're blocking it out, which is completely normal. All right. So hold on. I'm almost done. I'm putting this information in here right here. So what's going to happen now, I'm just going to give you an idea. The system does generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It takes about a few minutes for you just to fill them out. And basically, this is just about everything that we just talked about, Mr. Dabney. And it basically, once you're finished doing this, it'll send you a PDF file for your records, okay?
Okay.
Now, before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize like what's going to be happening to you in the next couple of days. While they work on the claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize the claim. Okay, so they'll be calling you maybe in the next couple of hours once your file passes the Q&A department, but sometimes it can take up from 24 to 48 hours, okay? What does happen, though, is they may ask you to sign some additional forms from what I'm going to give you. They also collect records to strengthen the claim. If you see paperwork from them, be sure to review and sign it. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared, okay? So you have my direct phone number if you need to contact me as well. And then just to verify, as the system's generating the documents, I just want to make sure I have all of your personal information right. I do have so you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were sexually abused at the Maple Run Youth Center in Flintstone, Maryland. We have all the descriptions that you went over. I just want to make sure I have this part right. First name is J-A-Q-U-O-N, middle initial M, last name D-A-B-N-E-Y. Birthday is 7/22/1985. Monty Mountain 1400 at Yahoo. Okay, I think we have everything right. But yeah, as the system is generating these, did you have any questions for me?
Not at the moment. I was gonna ask you if you pardon me for a second while I take a shot of my Hennessy because. Sometimes
oh,
I have
God.
To drink.
Hey, by all means, take a sip for me too.
Yeah, I got you.
You are funny.
Excuse me for that.
You are funny. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. Someone's got a drink.
Man, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I mean, that's one of another thing that you know that keeps me sane sometimes. Yeah.
Do you sip this cognac or how do you drink it? Like heat it up at all?
I can drink a Henny shot with a twisted tea chase, or I can go on the rocks Red Bull to the side if I have to sometimes. It just depends on my mood.
Red Bull to the side. That's funny.
Red Bull on the side. It just depends on my mood.
Yeah, my brother used to drink it. He used to like heating it up, like warming it up, you know, like warm
cognac.
Damn,
that's to keep you from getting sick, ain't it?
Yeah, he's like fancy. I don't know. He spent a lot of time in San Francisco and thought he was. You know,
oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Rolling with those San Francisco guys.
See, we're getting fond of the ice ball, like the ice block or the ice ball, just a casual drink.
That's
over
good
the
though.
Ice ball rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it exotic. So if we making a good drink like that, we call it exotic.
Yeah. Hey, Henny, that's good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So the system just generated your document. I went ahead and I text them to you. You could open them via text or you can open them through your email, whichever is easier for you.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever used DocuSign before?
I think I have, like for jobs and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. All you gotta do is, if you want to put me on speakerphone, I can like walk you through it.
Okay, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm touching the DocuSign.net. It's asking, do you agree to receive future SMS messages from DocuSign?
Yeah. So you just basically accept, follow the prompt, keep pressing agree, continue. It's gonna ask you to use your finger and draw your signature.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to click that little box, press accept, next, and then tap the little fields where it's asking for the signature.
Okay.
Once you tap all the fields, it'll say finish.
It's saying required, and I'm pressing done, but it's not letting me.
Okay, wait, what part are you at?
I checked the box already.
Do you see where it says, like, I agree to electronic signatures? That part?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me see. Okay, now it's giving me. Okay, my name is in there. I'm on once. Let me see.
Take your time.
It's showing my name in the box, but it's not letting me.
Does it say next or start? Do you see any yellow buttons?
Let me see.
So what happens is, okay, so once you open the DocuSign agreement page, you'll see a yellow box that says continue. And then at the bottom right of the screen, you'll see like a yes button or allow to consent. You have to check that little box. I agree to use electronic signatures. Press continue. And then you'll see a start button. You press start. And then it'll take you directly to the signature field. You're going to have that little yellow box, you're going to have to click it and draw your signature and press adopt and sign.
Okay. Yeah, it's just verifying everything.
Yeah. Take your time. Sometimes the font comes up a little bit bigger if you turn your phone. I don't know if you have an iPhone. Sometimes people say it's a little bit easier to read that way.
Yeah, everything's red. I'm touching it and turning it blue.
Okay.
And then I'm going down.
Okay. Upload driver's license and government ID.
Oh yeah, you know what? I forgot about that. It might ask you to do that. Some of them.
Okay. How do I take a picture of it?
So where it's asking you to upload, do you have like access on your camera, like a phone?
Yeah.
Just take a picture of it. Sometimes you can upload it from photos, or you can take an actual picture of it right then.
Damn, I wish I had one in here. I got it with me though, but let me see.
I know. Nowadays, I keep that, and I keep like my medical card on my phone because they always ask for it nowadays. It's like, gosh.
I have it.
Yeah, take your time. Take another shot of Hennessy if you need to. Oh,
If we go to yeah.
how old are your kids?
Oh, you really want to go there?
Don't
I'm
say
gonna
18.
tell you.
Don't say 18.
No. 17.
Oh, you don't.
About to be 17,
Oh.
then 17 after that, and then 16 after that.
You got adults.
No, you know what? I take that back. I wasn't a rolling stone. I was a stone that you can throw across the lake and make it skip a few times. That's what was going on.
Oh, you were young.
Yeah.
You seem
Once I
like
got out of
you got your head straight though, so that's
Oh,
good.
yeah. I'm
Yeah.
okay. I'm okay now. But,
Yeah. I was like that too. It's a
I'm
different,
with
you know.
the, may I ask your descent?
What
I mean,
nationality I am?
what's your nationality? Yeah.
It's really funny. I'm actually white and Syrian. So
That's crazy because
I'm
I'm
an
with the WTM movement.
Oh, really? I'm
Yeah.
so
WT. You know what WTM means, right?
no.
White thighs matter.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm yeah, my mom fam my mom is Irish and my dad is Syrian, or he's Irish Syrian.
Your mom is Irish?
Yeah, and then
Does she believe it? Like, you know, y'all are kind of like becoming where y'all don't believe in mixing because it's y'all's nationality is kind of slim.
yeah. Oh no.
I
Yeah,
have to
she's a little
learn
bit
that one.
different than my dad. My dad's
Okay.
actually like his dad's from Syria, from,
Oh, okay.
you know, like straight up like Middle East, and has
Yeah,
family there.
straight gangster.
But he looks
Yeah.
my but he look his mom was Irish too, but so he looks more like he gets super dark, and like he's got family that's like dark, but then he has blue eyes. So it's kind of weird.
So you look Italian. You look white Italian.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a
I
little bit.
already
But that's funny that you said that about my mom, because my mom is like that. She's very like,
know. Yeah, I know. I know.
which
I
I'm
have
not. I'm
friends.
like, dude, I love mixed race. I think they make like the most
I
beautiful
could
people.
tell. I could tell. I could tell. I'm a top dollar scholar. I can tell. We read things. It's only two of us. It's only two of us in the world
Yeah.
right
No, I could. Yeah, no. You know
now.
what it is? It's because we're the same age. It's our generation. We grew up the same way, like in the same type of, you know,
Oh
generation.
yeah. I don't know, like, Oh, okay. My upload is complete.
Okay. So then, when you go down, when your upload's complete, you'll see like a next button, or there'll be a finish button. You want to just press. If you press finish and it scrolls you back to the top, you've just missed something, like missed one of hitting with the tabs or something.
Hold on. Let me see if I need to take it out of my library. Most likely so.
Oh yeah, you have to upload it to the actual document.
Well, it's saying upload complete, and now I don't see the picture.
It's okay, just press next.
Okay. Let me see what it's doing now. Okay. Man, I think it just took me through everything again. Let me see. Oh, I got to draw another signature. I should be done.
Yeah, I would say, like, you're completed or your documents are ready for download when you're done.
Okay. Now I'm back on upload.
Hold on 1 second, okay? I'm going to put you on just a silent hold really quick because I want to make sure, see if you even have to do that part. But try to keep signing okay. them, and then I'm going to come right back on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead and exit out of the DocuSign, and then you're going to go back in. And then you got to go back in and redo it. I can resend you a fresh one if that's easier. Watch. I'll resend you a fresh text message. Open the new text message I just sent you. You don't have to upload the document.
Okay, I think I'm back in right now as we speak.
Yeah, so just go back in, and press finish.
Okay.
Or done.
Required. So right now I'm in the agreement with the pages.
Okay, so it says, did you press I agree to? Okay, so what does it say at the top of the screen?
It asked me to draw my signature.
Okay, draw your signature.
Uh-huh.
And
I
then
did the adopt and sign.
Okay, and
now,
then hit the yellow next button.
Okay, all of these pages are telling me. Now I have all of those pages. Okay, I may be ready. No, it's in 8 fields left. So
yeah,
I gotta
tap
all this again.
Yeah, you gotta tap all the little boxes to fill your signature. And then at the top of the screen you'll see yellow box next or finish when you're done. And if you miss one, it'll bring you back to the top where you got to make sure you check
okay.
all the boxes.
Okay. I need to send something to you. It's doing it all for me now. Okay. See, it wasn't doing that at first. Okay,
yeah,
now
I had my supervisor fix it for you because that was like an old... Well, you told me you're uploading it. That was for like another law firm that they were making them do.
Oh, okay. Now, what is it asking me? Okay, finish. You may download or print using icons above. So I'm done.
You can download it if you want. It doesn't matter because what happens is DocuSign will send you a PDF to your email regardless. So you'll have a copy in your email.
Okay.
Yeah. So
is this the 94938619 50? Is this your?
That's my direct phone number.
Direct. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
That comes straight.
I need it.
So save that. Save that phone number. Put Courtney Intake Specialist for Maryland Sex Abuse Lawsuit or however you want to save it. you can call me on that phone, text me, leave me a voicemail, whatever. If I don't answer, I'll call you back as soon as I can. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, okay? Just so that you know.
Okay, I'm about to text you an important document right now. To that number right now.
Okay.
It's very important.
And then also, just so that you know, just for like the next, 24 to 48 hours, just be aware of what's going to be happening when the attorneys reach out to you. I'll also send you the attorney's information so you'll know. Let me save this really quick. So you'll know what the law firm is that you are looking out for. Who's calling you? And then... Okay, yeah, I'll look it up. Okay, let's see. Okay, JD, medical release, JD. Okay, everything looks good. So Phillips Law Group is the attorneys that will be working with you, and Slater and Slater. I think it's Slater and Slater and co-counsel Phillips Law Group.
Do I need to write it down?
No, I'm going to text it to you right now. I'm going to text you their information. I just, I need to pull the attorney's information from, I got to get the phone numbers for you, and I want to make sure I give you all the correct addresses for them. So I'll text that in a text message to your phone number. And then basically from that, you just want to keep an eye out. The Q&A department, when they call you, they're probably going to ask you the similar questions that we went over. They just kind of want to get an idea again, just kind of reiterate what you said to me. And then also, if you have any questions regarding the claim, you can call me. My sympathy goes out to you. You've been through a lot, and I hope that you get the compensation that you deserve. And it was a pleasure talking to you today.
Likewise. I'm actually just, so talking to you, I just came from dropping some jeans off at the cleaners. I'm going to a rodeo tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, this, what I do is sometimes very devastating, and you did go through a lot, but you've made this phone call a lot lighter today, so I appreciate that.
I'm glad to be able to help you, help me, we help.
Yeah,
just for real,
for sure.
A down to earth person.
Yeah,
I'm a down to earth person. I just, like I said,
let me see. Phillips Law. So Phillips Law Group. Phone number and everything. I'm attaching in a file right now, so you'll know what phone number to look out for. Let me do something really quick. Hold on one second. Let me just make sure if they want me to transfer you to them. Hold on. No. Okay. And then, I think everything looks right. Yeah. No, they don't want me to transfer you to. So I will send you their phone number. And then, again, call me if you have any questions.
Be looking for them? Okay, I will. I will let you know. And
okay.
I will, definitely be, be delighted to hear from you,
Yes, I will. Okay, let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you again, and I will add you. I got your message, so I'll add you. Okay, you have a good afternoon, and it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Okay, sir. Bye bye.
Likewise, bye-bye. Too. Nice to meet you.
Bye bye.
I mean, nice to hear you.
Yeah. Bye, sir.
Okay,
have a great day.
You.
Bye.
You too.